initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Kupangitsa kuti chionadi cha Mulungu chitumikire pakati pa anthu onse mumbadiono watsopano.
The flow, level 1, explained and illustrated.
Punzilo 4, njira yomweyo yamakulidwe koma gawo loyamba kufotokozera komanso kuonetsera makulidwewo.
We were just praying for Malawi.
Pamene timapemphera Malawi.
Remind me what I was studying in the scriptures this morning.
As mandikumbutsa chimene timaphunzira mapemphero athu mauta.
There was a woman, Hannah, who was just hurt so much because she couldn't have a child.
Panali mzimai nake Hannah amene adavutika kwambiri fanalibe mwana.
She cried out to the Lord.
Ndeno adamkuvutika kwake adafula kwa Mulungu.
She cried out to the Lord.
Adalira kwa Mulungu.
And God brought a deliverer to the nation of Israel through her.
Ndipo kujama iye Mulungu adabeletsa mpulumutsi wa dziko lonse lapansi.
Now, I don't know if Hannah was looking for a deliverer for Israel.
Sindikudziwa ngati Hannah popemphera ankafuna kuti Mulungu apeleke opulumutsa dziko lapansi.
But that's what Samuel became.
Koma tu Samuel tikumbuke kuti ndichimene adakhala.
Now, as we begin to think about a nation,
tikamaganizira kwambiri za maiko athu dziko lathu,
it's also good for us to think about how God's going to strengthen and use the nation to bless the world.
Pamafunira tizilingalira mmene Mulungu akhoza kupangira dziko kuti likhale dalitso osati dziko lokhalo komanso pa dziko lonse lapansi.
God's looking to bless Malawi in such a way you can be a blessing to the world.
Mulungu akuyangana nthawi imene adzadalitsa Malawi. Munjira kuti ndimadalitsa Malawi yo Malawi idzatha kudalitsanso maiko yena pa dziko lapansi.
Don't lose the full vision of what God has.
Tisamata aya chithunzi chonse chachimene Mulungu ali nacho.
Make disciples of all nations.
Mupange ophunzira a dziko lonse lapansi.
All nations.
Maiko onse a dziko lonse lapansi.
Well, we're going to continue on discussing the flow.
Tipitiriza kukambirana za chithunzi tinapeka chija cha mayendedwe a zinthu.
And this would be lesson 4 of initiating spiritual growth in the church.
Ndipo limeneli ndiphunziro lachinayi paphunziro la kulimbikitsa kukula kwa moyo wauzimu mu mpingo.
Now we've looked at a number of needs for young children.
Taunakale zinthu zingapo zimene zimakhala zofunika mmoyo mwa ana.
And so this is going to be a study time.
Then nthawi ino ikhala kuti tikhale kuti tonse tikuphunzira pamodzi.
A clarification time.
Komanso nthawi imene tifotokozerana mwachindunji zonse mmene zilili.
Because sometimes we can get a burden, we know what we should do.
Nthawi zina timakhala ndi china chacho tikudza mmoyo ndikudziwa zimene zoti tifunika kuti tichite.
But we don't know what to do.
Koma mwina sitidziwa chimene choti tichitecho.
And slowly you forget.
Nde pang'ono timayamba kuyiwala.
And I really want to take a session here, and I'll do that elsewise also later on different sessions.
Ndipona hayi notfuna titenge mwa yonha imene ndichita so chimodzimodzi mapunzero ena kuti koza kufunokozana nabwino zonse menezene ukhalira.
Now I'm going to need you to participate.
Ndichimene ndifune kwambiri ndichakuti aliyense wayifa tengepo mbali.
I'm going to need you to share.
Komanso ndifuna inuyo mutigawireko zina mwazimene mukudziwa zimene ambuya kupatsa.
And if you're sharing, please share loudly so everybody can hear here.
Ndipo mukakhala ndicho kuti mugawe chonde lankhulani mwakuti aliyense muno amve.
Okay, let me start with a quiz first.
Poyamba tiyamba ndi mafunso amene ndidzafuna mayankho ake.
What was the 3 spiritual advice that John gave to us for young children?
Kodi ndi malangizo atatu ati amene Yohane adapereka kwa ife kuti tiphunzire za zimene ana amafuna mmoyo wawo.
There are 3 points.
Panali mfundo zitatu. Amene akumbukira zosweka za makanda.
Now your mind is still on the Nisimia.
Afumba kazi watu akadali pansima. Eh? Zinthu zitatu zoita phunzira zija zimene ana amafuna. Amene zimakhala zosweka zana.
Love them. You can say it a little louder. Yeah. To love them. Okay. Definitely. So, how would you say, how did John say to love them? We know we love them because they're the children. Okay.
Caring for them so that they can spiritually grow.
Okay. We're to care for them so they can spiritually grow. But how did John define that?
Solo ndizona kwa samalira kuti akule moyo auzimu koma kodi Yohane chimene chicho adachifotokoza mawata tuati.
I want to get more specific.
Ndikufuna zenizeni zimene tinawerenga zija.
Ayo hata mafuko. Ana kodi machimwalo akulu.
Your sins have been forgiven.
Ndi akamana ndizo kuda. Ngoro ngoro kumene mamulibisa isalenda kuti
When they meet some problems in life, encouraging them and encouraging them to trust God.
That's wonderful. That was a great summary.
First point.
Okay. Yeah, we can tell them God's forgiven them.
What's the
second thing?
For his name's sake, I know
your father.
Okay.
So, kuti akulukidwa chifukwa cha dzina la Yesu.
Okay, so when we realize it's for his name's sake, because of his name's sake,
tikazindikira kuti chikhululukirocho ndi chifukwa cha dzina lake,
we understand that it's because of Jesus, and we have to remind him of Jesus and his place in their life and salvation. And you mentioned also point three. It was through the Father. You know the Father. And you're part of his family. And so you belong. You can ask him anything. Like a dad, you can go up to him anytime and talk. Okay, now that we know those things, that's going to be key spiritual advice we pass on. Okay, but I want to take you back into your churches. And just after we pray, we're going to think, what if someone comes to know the Lord in the next week?
And
how can we, what can we do? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the way that you're teaching us about caring for new believers. Each new believer is special and wonderful. Now we ask that you would further equip us, Lord, to understand how to care for new believers. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so our focus, okay, is to establish the new believers. So what are we
going
to do in terms of goals? What are we going to do to kind of discipline us to be able to care for them? Now, if you have a baby, how long is it before you feed the baby after it's born?
It's
pretty quick, huh? And God makes it quick because the baby's crying.
and
it's good for the mom too. So in terms of time and priority, it needs to be up there very much.
Yeah,
some of us, Lord, give us new believers. Fill our churches. And he brings people. But we don't care for
him.
We don't want to do that. Maybe the Lord's held people back because he gives them to other churches because we don't follow up. Okay, when you hear someone coming to know the Lord in your church, okay, alert message comes. You don't have cell phones that tell you, but God's phone will tell you. He said, oh, new birth. We have to care for him or her. So can we make a goal for us that within 1 week, within 1 week we'll meet with them. But within a couple of days we'll try to let them know we will meet with them. Now, by the way, I know some of you are pastors here. In my mind, I'm not thinking that you yourself will care for all the new believers. You would run out of time. But it has to begin somewhere, this process. Someone has to care for them. And you might take up that task for the first 3 months, 6 months, until others are trained to do that.
It's
pretty simple. Hey, I just heard you became a believer. That is exciting. Wow, I'd love to hear how you came to know the Lord. Could we meet sometime in the next week?
Yes,
something simple like that. Can we do something like that? Because unless you put a priority, it becomes a neglecting
fact.
Another term, in terms of helping us understand this process. Babies grow quick. So let's think that generally, the first 3 months is when we have that time, personal time, to meet with them and encourage them. So our goal, establish the faith of all new believers in Christ within 3 months of
coming
to the Lord. Is that possible?
But this
is
because of Teka.
Not too sure. This is lunchtime, you're sleeping. No, I hope not. No, 3 months. We have to. Okay? And God will provide grace, wisdom. We share in those times, several times we meet, and we accomplish certain things.
chimene chikuchitika ndichakuti tifuna kuti tiwathandize kuti akhale ndipo yambira pochita china chake
so that they can easily grow in their faith
kuti akhoza kukula mosavuta mchikhulupiriro
now let me just address a problem here
ndingolankhulapo zavuto lina pano
it's not so much problem with a younger christian
vuto lalikulu sila iwo amene akadali achichepere mchikhristu
it's more of a problem of older men
vuto lalikulu ndila ife amene tidakula kale
especially if you have any leadership qualification
makamanga ngati iwe ndiwe mtsogoleri mu mpingo
most of us have learned about leadership in not too proper of a way
ambira ife tapunzira za utsogoleri koma osati mongo kabwino koma molakika
we don't quite know how to do that
siti takutiti dziwe mmene tikhoza kuchita zinthu
so for example we have our authority as pastors maybe
Much times what cause out to now than is a thing that abusa
and you sit down with a new believer
then mamuita no kulbia kumenele mukhande pansi
and just because you are in charge it's like the new believer is frozen
ndiwe mbeza inuyo ndamene mukongolera zonse pamenepo uyu khandali limango khanda lauma nkumango njenjemera
and they're just going to listen
ndino amango mvazimene mukulaukulazi
Now this is one reason why it's better to pass it on to other brothers and sisters this general responsibility.
Mfajake udindo wotereu umafuna kuti mbusa akhale nako kuthekera kopatsa wena kuti akachite mmalo mwake.
But it's really helpful for us to remember that we need to just sit down and try to converse with them.
Ndipo koma tofunika kwambiri ndichoti zikumbukira kuti pamafunika tikhale ndi nthawi tikhazikitse nthawi imene tikhoza kukhala pansi ndi munthu amene wangotembenuka mtima kumene kumacheza naye kukamba naye
in fact the first times you do this it's good to take a brother or sister it's depending like if you're a meeting with a sister take another sister to meet with you so you have three
ndeno tikhoza kukhala chinthu chabwino kwambiri makamaka tikakhala kuti tikuyamba kumene kuti ngati ndine munthu wamamuna ndikufuna kucheza ndi munthu wamkazi ndibweretsepo munthu wina wachitatu kuti tikhale anthu atatu osati anthu awiri
that older sister more mature sister will later be able to kind of lead in that same way
kuti tsono mulongo amene ali wokulapo moyo wauzimuja akhoza kupitiliza ntchito ija namachita ntchito yobwino
right now though she's going to watch how you do it
poyamba akhala ali kuonelera mmene mukuchitira
okay and so that's the way it works or you take a brother and he's going to learn how to do it from you.
Kapena mutenga mbale amene aphunzire kuchona kwa inu mene mufuna kuti zizichikira.
Okay? So say we meet for an hour and 15 minutes.
Tegeze kuti kukumana kwathu kukhala kwa 1 hour 15 minutes.
So what's going to happen?
Tsono pokumana apo pazichika chani.
Of course the spirit leads
and zolo mzimu atsogolera.
But you also have some goals.
Koma iwenso ulinazo zolinga zimene ambuya kupatsa.
What do you want to happen in that hour?
Kodi what are you mene ukufuna kuti ukwanilise zithu?
So what do you think?
Tsono muganiza bwanji?
Anybody?
Ali pamina khoza kukhala ndi maganizo kuti wane hour mene tikhoza kuchita chani?
We're going to pray.
I feel like the first time we should make the good relationship with the client, then you can even have some stuff that we want to share with the new client.
Good point.
Zomo kwambiri akunena kuti choyamba ndicho kuonetsetsa kuti mwapanga ubale wabwino pakati pa iwe ndi munthu amene ukufuna kumulimbikitsa uja komanso ukhale nazo zinthu zakuti ukhoza kumupatsa.
Yeah, you focus on that development relationship. How are you doing? Tell me about what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, so no pofuna kulimbikitsa bale mene kumufunsa momasuka zikwenda bwanji moyo wanu kodi tikhoza kukuthandizani bwanji.
Remember a relationship needs to go back and forth.
Mudziwa ino kuti ubale umafunika kulimba komanso umafunika kuchengetera.
Some cultures can do that easier than others.
Andwena malikandi mitundu yao ndi sikhalidwe zao akhoza kuchita mosavuta koma mitundu ina imavutika kuti pangezimenezi.
Yeah. So I know there's some challenge there.
So lo ndikudziwa kuti pali china chimene chikhoza kukhala chotchinga pamenepo.
But the new believer generally are very excited.
Koma zambiri munthu amene ndiwakhanda mwa Ambuye amakhala okondola kwambiri ndi chimwemwe chonse.
and willing to learn a lot. And so when you see the excitement in them, it just becomes so energizing, exciting. And you want them to talk. But what if you say, well, that person's not sharing. You know they have a struggle? You take the lead. And good discipleship, you're often sharing how God has worked in your life in the past. Points when you are sick, weak, homeless, didn't know what to do, careful. Okay, so you go back. So maybe you sense that that believer is starting to just waver. And I share, oh, you know, I remember once when I had a real struggle in my life. And I start struggling when I stop going to church once. And how God brought me back. And so I'm trying to encourage them to realize, you know, I'm not perfect.
So no, to many you could Jesus and funa within you attend is it. Tim tendis and we are zero suit in the don't be right.
If they've sinned,
but you that's him,
God still has hope for you.
Murungu are in the chamber.
Just like he has hope with me.
Munga Minasan in the chamber so by in it.
But if you pretend like to be holy and perfect, they won't dare say anything.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question, fathers, especially here. Can you carry a good conversation with your son? Good, good. That's a good sign that you can do that. I've asked in the marriage seminar, do husbands have good conversations with their wives? No one could say yes.
Yeah.
So sometimes we like talking, but it's hard to converse sometimes. Those are a few things. Now I'm going to just pause and see if there's any questions regarding this right now. Any difficulties or issues? I know it's a big group, but just feel free.
Okay.
Okay, when it was said that you can have some stuff to give, what kind of stuff?
Very good question. Yeah, someone was saying that we don't have many materials in Malawi. Actually, I'm going to spend some of my time showing you how you can develop your own materials. Later, I'll just share three different types of materials that I've developed. Of course, you're welcome to use them, but they're in English. But my belief is, actually, at this stage, God can work through you to develop those materials.
Amen?
Amen. Yeah. It's not that hard, and I'll tell you how right now. Okay, first of all, we need a strategy.
chinthu choyamba timafunira kuti tikhale ndi njira.
If you have a paper, pull it out.
Ngati muli ndi pepala, tulutsani.
Okay, we want a goal.
Tikufuna kukhala ndi cholinga.
Okay, what's that goal?
Kodi cholinga chathu ndi chani?
I'm suggesting you can modify it.
Ndikungoganiza pamene mukhoza kuchipanga kuti muchiphike chikhale bwino.
3 months.
Kuti miyezi itatu.
That we meet from 7 to 10 times with a new believer, someone in the church.
Now, within that,
let's say 7 times,
we want to see
what will happen in those times. Now, right now, probably most churches have what they call baptism classes. And they might be connected to a believer's class, or the same
thing.
You can accomplish some of the teaching through those sessions. But you cannot provide all that personal care. Anyways, understand the other things that are happening in your church. And so that it matches down. So if we want to meet 7 times, what do we want to happen in those times? So let's say that we have a time of prayer. Maybe you would open in prayer at the
beginning.
But a new believer has to learn to pray. So our goal at the end of all those sessions is that they'll be able to pray out loud with you.
So
we're already starting to think, okay, how are we going to get them to start praying out loud? You know, one of the things we do when I was working in with a Chinese church, they do this. They have the person repeat after them. Now, you don't want to give a pastoral prayer. You know, you pray for 15 minutes, and you have 5 left.
Well,
you don't do that. When a mother talks to a baby, oh, so cute.
It's
so short, right? Yeah. So keep it short.
Then keep
focused. And so maybe each week you tell them how to pray for one aspect of their life.
Okay,
say for the first week we can learn to give thanks to God. And so we'll tell them how to start a prayer, how to finish prayer, and then inside we tell them how to give thanks. If they already know how, don't make it a teaching lesson. You already heard them pray before. You said, let's thank the Lord together. And you first lead, and then they lead. Okay, so each week you could add a different aspect. How to pray for your neighbor. How to pray for your spouse. How do you pray for your children? How do you pray for the lost? How do you pray for the pastor?
The church.
Okay, so when you do this, what are you doing? You're telling them how to talk to the Father about different parts of their life. Don't you want the new believer to start praying for you in the church? Absolutely. So each time you can add something. Okay, that's just one simple lesson on one area, okay? Now for some people this looks so easy, but for some people it's not. But you're observing how they're praying and you're praying that they would develop and grow in those areas. Maybe at the very end of your session, you're going to close in prayer and say, hey, we've been learning a lot about God. And maybe that session you talked about how he saved you. How about we give thanks to God for saving you, and I want to give thanks to God for saving me. When you finish, both finish praying at the very end. You want to summarize what they've been learning. Do you realize that you were just giving thanks to God? He's your Father. And he loves for you to come and just give you thanks for all the things you see happening. And maybe you give him a homework assignment. Okay, each day this week, you're going to have a prayer time like this. You might want to pray more, but at least once each day. And you're going to pray just like this, but whatever happens, you're going to just give thanks to God. See how? So each time you meet, you're building up a little bit more. You summarize at the very end, and then you give an assignment. Make the assignment clear and easy. If you know them well, you might call them through the week. How's it going? But the next time you meet, you're going to ask them, hey, well, how did it go? Were you able to pray like that? Maybe they weren't. They had a problem. No. Well, what happened? Yeah, maybe they forgot. Maybe there was an issue. Maybe when they came to their parents, you were starting to pray for their parents. They were just so resentful inside. I don't know how to pray for my parents. They're so mean. They don't care for me. Do you see you're going to talk about? So this is a key area of failure in their life, in their relationship with their parents. It might be their spouse, it might be their neighbor, who knows? But when you see there's a problem, what do? Go back to the Father. You're in yourself. You're praying. Lord, teach me to know what to say. Think what God was speaking to you in the morning during devotion time. Think about the conversations you had during the day. And just trust that He'll help guide you to what to say. Okay, now I've given a little illustration of how to take one area like prayer and develop it through those whole sessions. Is that clear?
What is it conveyed?
Yeah. Good, good, good. Now I'm going to pause again.
Then jump and then also.
I hope we got a little stuff.
Then can you just tell me more in answer? So you must go and pass.
But we'll have more.
Come on, buddy, this is Zambia.
But can I ask? Are there any other questions or comments?
Come on, the phone says what about the phone? So Lina, can you answer manga?
He says the biggest challenge is where you are trying to assist someone to grow spiritually, and yet they have a physical need, but then you are not able to meet that physical need. And so that's the challenge that you...
Okay. There can often be those needs that you see. Now, I didn't know physical, you meant eating or health or relationship. Maybe they have no home, whatever. Okay, it can be any of those areas. Okay, good. So, what are you saying here is that we see a special need and we see that we want that need cared for. That's good. You're observing those things. Okay, but let me just say one thing. Don't think that God will necessarily answer through you. He might. He might, and you need to be ready to. But there's a problem like food, right? They might be hungry tomorrow, too. And the following day, they're hungry. And the next day, they're still hungry. Okay? So, if we look at training this way, then we might be a little askew, okay? So what we need is the wisdom of God. We reach back up to the Lord. Did He bring some passage to your mind? How am I going to care for this need, Lord? In fact, even if you have that food, it doesn't necessarily mean God wants you to give it to them. He might, but he might not. Remember, the biggest lesson is not for that person to learn that you have food to give him. But it's for that new believer to learn that God can take care of them. So what we need to do is come to understand how God can do that. Yeah, so it might be good to invite them for one meal. Hey, do you have free time on Wednesday? Why don't you come over and join our family? But you want to point them during your prayer time, you can begin to teach how to look to the Father to provide for their needs.
pakujaba ajang kumese tanso kuti muonetse munthu uja mena akonza kudanya Yehova kuti akonza kukwaniritsa zosheka zake.
Okay, and then we're going to pray together. I'll pray and then you ask the Father.
So no, dipembera pamodzi, dipembera ndekenaka muuze apembe kwa Atate.
He is my Father.
Ndazvitonga.
He could provide through me.
Akoza kupeka kwa udzemwe ine.
But he's also your Father.
Komanso ndazvitonga.
And he wants you to ask.
Ndazvitonga. Wewe ufunse kwa Yesu.
Okay?
Ndazvitonga.
And then we look.
Ndekenaka ndinongana.
And next week you say, "Well, what happened?"
Sabagamba mambo kwenda kuti chechinga ndichani tita kumana kuti.
Okay? So this is where faith comes in. And God wants to learn, teach his children how to trust him.
So no mulungu abafuna kuti ife tipunzire kutendiza ena kuti akhale kudalira ndi okhulupira mulungu.
And now we have, by the way, behind the scenes we need to pray for that new believer because Satan's going to attack.
So no tene ukumbuka ichi nthawi zonse iye kulibe tizikumbukira ndikumalimbikira kwambiri kumpemphera. Fasadana aliso cheru kuti amusokoneze.
So you might have a special time during your prayer meetings when you pray for all the new believers, you know, for those first 3 months.
Tano kuteka miezi tatu ichamukoza kukhazikitsa nthawi ina imene musipemphera kungopemphera iwo aja amene adatembenuka mtima.
So I mean I would begin to try to understand that situation and handle it in that way.
Kuzo yemba kumvetsetsa vuto limene liliporo. Koma ndikumaona kuti ndimeneri ndikudze mwa mtundu wotere.
You see, we are basically introducing them to trust the Father.
Chimene tikuchita ndichakuti tikualimbikitsa kuti adziwe kudalira Yehova.
And it's up to us to have that faith that God will take care of them.
Ndipoze naso kakwaife kukhala ndi chikhulupiriro chakuti Mulungu amene tikutchulayo akhala chisamaliro kwa iwo wathu.
We also might ask some other questions.
Tikhoza kufunsa nsoma funso ena.
How they're handling their finances?
Kodi zachuma tikhoza kuzigwiritsa ntchito banji?
What's happening?
Kodi chikuchitika ndichani kumbali ya zachuma?
Often there needs to be some adjustment there.
Zambiri pamafunika kuonetsetsa kuti pena ndi pena mukuongolera bwino.
Often what they think is a need is not a need.
Zambiri chimene amaona ngati choswera moyo wawo mwina sichikhala choswera ndi chimene chwa.
Yeah, so they might be drinking or whatever habits, but those take money away using the phone. Well, they can put them away and prioritize on the food if necessary.
Akoza akho kuti ndi munthu amene mwina mamwa zambirimbiri zija zimamutengera ndrama zake mwina wakonda phone ndi ndrama zambiri zimangokera kuma airtime mama uta kada magula chakudya ndipo ufunika kumuphunzitsa akoza gwitsa ntchito banji ndrama mwina kutheka phone iyo kulibwino yamba wayika pambali.
And again, share some stories how God worked in your life.
Komanso mutendizeni kumonetsa amene Mulungu wakhalali kugwira ntchito mmoyo wanu.
Okay, so what if you group, what if you pastors forget, for example, in the future met together?
Bwanji mwachitanzo tipereke chitanzo chotere kuti kungopeka malingaliro kuti inu azikusa tsiku lina lake mwina mutakhala pansi pamodzi.
And you talked about this issue.
Ndeno kukambirana nkhani ngati imeneyi.
And you got a list of stories of how God provided for you or one of your members in a special way.
Ndeno kufunsa ana mmene Mulungu akhalali kusamalira moyo wanu musaliyense na fotokoza ndekuika mndandanda wazimene zidzazo ndimene so Mulungu mukudziwira akasamalira wina wake amene mungamuthandiza.
You would not only have your own example.
Simunga khale ndi chitsanzo chenu nokha.
You would have other examples.
Because of khale ndi zitsanzo zamene Mulungu akasamalira wena.
And that would open up the new believer's eyes. Oh yeah, God works in all different ways.
Mwenjira mene okhulupira tsopanoyo akonza kutseguka maso namaona kuti okoma Mulungu amatha kusamalira njira zosiyana siyana.
If this persists to be a need,
ngati ichicho choswera chimenechi chipitirire kukhala choswera cha munthu ameneyu,
you might need to take a passage like Matthew 6:33.
Mwina kuendera kuti mukhoza kutenga Matthew 6 ndi Matthew 33.
If you've got Father in heaven take knows these flowers,
kuti ngati Mulungu Atate wakumwamba,
I think it starts around verse 25, but the whole section there.
Ukanga tizafika ndi 25 koma mbili yonseyo pamenepo.
If he knows how to take care of the flowers and dress them so beautiful,
ngati yabe dzoku samalira maluwa kwaveka na akongola,
can he not also care for you?
Kodi angalephere bwanji kusamalira inuyo mbale kapena Mulungu?
Jesus had no doubts.
Yesu santa kaika konse.
And we need to grow in our faith that we don't have any doubts. But if you have doubts whether God will provide the best for you, then those doubts are going to go from you down to your disciple. So you might need to be mentored by another pastor, another brother who has that faith. Yeah. But it's a basic lesson, but when it's not there, it's a huge problem. Okay, so there's a need there. And because it happens a lot, it might be part of your content in that first, those seven lessons. Or it might be, or like when you're talking about the Father, it might be a way you're talking about Matthew 6 and you want to use this passage. And you're going to train them at the end. You're going to both ask for that need, and you're
going to
give an assignment every week. Make sure you, every day, you make sure you ask the Father to provide what those needs are. And so what we're observing here, there's a need for prayer, there's a need for maybe how God will provide as a father. So when we identify those needs, we're going to find a Bible passage. Sorry, I don't have an eraser, but Matthew 6. And for prayer.
And
maybe the Lord's Prayer. Okay, so we have Matthew 6. Yeah, it's chapter 5 or 6.
Matthew 5, 6.
Where you have the Lord's Prayer. Do you know, you can say, the disciples asked that to Jesus, and this is how he told them they pray. If the people you're working with don't have a Bible, or they can't read, what do we want to do? You want to teach in such a way that they can memorize, and then they learn those verses. Without a Bible, you can write it down and be prepared when you go. It works that way. Now remember in China, when the communist government was there, people didn't have Bibles. They would write down their own copies. It was so important. So again, by memorizing, we can help them memorize, choose a certain passage, go with it. If they can read, write it down. So let me pause again. Maybe you think of some content that we should put in here. What should we talk about in those weeks? What else should we talk about? At the beginning of this session, we talked about the three needs that John identified. We need to make sure we identify some scriptures to teach them on those areas. By observing their lives, we can see more what might be a problem, what might not be a problem. So So what else should you tell a new believer in these sessions? Someone? What else do you want a new believer to do, think, or say?
Okay, using the Bible, maybe you can find a word in the Bible that relates to the life of the new believer.
Great, great. Do you have any in mind? Or anybody?
Yeah.
Excellent idea. Yeah, you want to think this way. Exactly, because you want to say, oh, what if we have meet 7 times, you give them 7 passages. What do you want them to learn? So let me give you an example. Okay, say you want them to learn about worship. Okay, that's the way the Lord's Prayer is, right? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
And
you know, what we could do though is take a passage from the Bible. And if you do, open up to Psalm 139. I'm going to give you an example how you can teach. You know, often we teach because we're telling them what to believe. That's good for the new believer. But do you realize a baby does need to be fed, but once it reaches a certain age, he begins to feed himself. So we're preparing that new believer to already learn how from God's word to be nourished.
Psalm 139.
It says, let's just use the first 3 verses. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. You've known my way when I sit, when I rise up. Thou dost understand my thought from afar. Thou dost scrutinize my path, my lying down, and art intimately acquainted with all my ways.
Munandisandula, Yehova, nimundidziwa. Inu mudziwa kukala kwanga, ndikuka kwanga. Muzindikira, lingaliro langa, muri kutali. Muyesa popita ine, ndipo gona ine.
Depending on their education level, they can learn this quicker or slower. Because it's based on words that they're writing here. You know, if they can't read, you're saying this a couple times, you're having them repeat after you. And so you might ask them a question. What does this say about God? Now I want to ask you right now, what does these 3 verses say about God? There's several answers, so you just feel
fine.
Yes.
Yes.
akuti kodi apapo ndime zitatu za masali mutaverenga izi zikufotokoza chani za Mulungu.
Okay, God is all knowing.
Mulungu amadziwa zonse. Akunena kuti ndimezi menezi zikunena kuti Mulungu amadziwa zonse ndimewaniyo.
Now she mentioned from verse 1.
Ndana nena kuti kuchona ndimewe yambayo.
And so we want to ask not only that he's all knowing like a theological concept.
Tono sizingofuna kulankhula monga zongofunzitsa chabe zaze zikulu za Mulungu kuti Mulungu amadziwa zonse.
We want to personalize it.
Tikufuna kuti tsike zifike pakuti zikudze moyo wake wa munthu.
But he knows all things, but what does he actually know?
Tono amadziwa zonse Mulungu koma ndichani chimene amadziwa Mulungu?
He knows about me.
Amadziwa ine.
And so you can share with a new believer how this applies to their life. Do you realize that God knows all the problems that you face? He knows those times when you give thanks to him. When there's someone in need and you go over and help that person in need. And he sees your heart going after the poor, the needy, helping those people. He loves that. Okay. He also sometimes sees me when I'm sinning. And so I need special grace from God to humble myself. Acknowledge what I do wrong. And apologize. I mean, just that simple concept could be one part of a lesson. So if your goal in one lesson is to help them to learn about worship, so you might have a part of it about prayer. Part about what worship is, learning from God's word. And partly about corporate worship. And you can find like Hebrews 12:25. And just bring that in. And just give examples of how God has blessed you in the larger congregation. So it's personal worship, public worship. But you're beginning to observe great things about God and stating them. Maybe if I'm looking at verse 3, he says he scrutinizes my path. Whoa. You know, and you mean God saw me when I walked down that path the other day?
Verse 3.
He saw me walk down that path. And when I went by a certain place, I was thinking, I got kind of greedy. I wanted something that wasn't mine.
And,
or you can share that example yourself. You see, half the time is you sharing how God taught you those things. The other half is having them trying to share exploration from God's word and more from their life. Now, this type of study might generate a question. And you can either wait for them to ask you or you can anticipate their question.
Mwina mukoza kudikira kuti akufunse ni kapena mukoza kuembekezera kuti afunse.
Do you know what question I'm thinking?
Kodi mukudzwa funso limene ndikuganizira.
You look back, you know. Yeah, if God knows all your thoughts, why does he want you to pray? Simple.
Ngati Mulungu amadzwa zonse za inu, pachani Mulungu amadikira inu mukempere.
Did you ever answer that question? How would you answer it?
Tikoza kuyankha panji.
You see, they ask simple but real genuine questions from their heart.
Mafunsoje yamakhauti mapansi kamtima wao achidule koma ofunikira kwambiri.
Because he knew me before I was born.
Okay. But how does that help us in terms of prayer?
So let's just tend to zabanzi chimenechi pankhania pempero.
Christian life depends on prayer for its sustainability.
Yes, so we can teach him about prayer.
That's because our kuzitsa zokuta pempero.
But why does Christian life depend on prayer?
Komentsanani moyo wachi Kristu umagadia pempero.
He already knows your thoughts.
Maganizwa tumunga madzavare.
Doesn't he?
Kodi sadzio?
Absolutely.
Amadzio.
Brother, in the blue.
Yes, how do you know man has responsibility to God? How does God just like dictate that, okay, because I know your thoughts, I'm going to do this. That could be connected with the will and choice. It's not about to choose to obey God or not to obey, but he knows.
Okay. Good.
Akufotoza kunena kuti chimenechi chikukudza kwambiri udindo umene munthu ali nawo posangotengera kuti popeza Mulungu amadziwa kale zonse ndekuti Mulungu yakhoza kungochikakamiza kuti abasi chita ichi koma popeza atipatsa ufulu wosankha kuti tikhoza kukhala ndi nthawi yakuti sankhe tichite monganso mmene maganizo athu alili koma molumikizana ndi maganizo ake.
So it is to increase and improve our relationship with the Father.
Tsono cholinga ndi chakuti ubale wathu mgwirizano wathu ndi Mulungu ulimbikitsidwe.
It's very clear God told us to, and you've said that, ask, right, and you receive.
Ndizona Mulungu adatiuza kale pemphani ndipo mudzalandira.
God could provide us all things without asking.
Mulungu akhoza kupereka zinthu zonse ndipo zinthu zabwino.
But he wants us to develop that relationship with him where we're seeking and then he provides so we give thanks back.
Kuti ife tikhoza kukhala ndi moyo odalira iyeyo komanso olimbikitsa ubale wathu pa iye kuti tikhoza kumpempha ndipo iye akhoza kutipatsa.
So that's development of relationship.
Tsono nkhani yaikulu ndi kulimbikitsa ubale pakati pa ife ndi Mulungu.
My child asked me something.
Mwananga adandifunsa chinthu chii.
And I turn my head.
I look at her. What
is it you want?
I
make a decision.
Then di maganiza kuti kodi ndichite kapena.
So when you pray,
doko mabempa,
God turns his head.
Mulungu abachuka.
Focuses on you.
Then kodi tsatsani.
What did you say?
Kodi ndichani chito.
What did you want?
Kodi ndichani kufuna chita?
Good.
Zikombo.
You see? And he put, this is our challenge of our faith. Okay, so worship could be another thing, basic worship that we teach in these first 7 lessons.
Kulambira kozo kambali modzi achimene tikozo kufunzitsa kukumena kwathu kwa kasanu ndikaviriko.
What else?
Tino ditani.
And we don't need to use Psalm 139. You might find a better verse.
Mwina stinga gulitsenchiro masalimo 139 ekayo tikozo pesa ndimezina mbaibulo.
What other things do they need, new believers need to know?
Kodi zina ndiziti zinthu zimene okhulupirira tsopano amafuna atadziwa.
Let's start at the first point John made.
Tene tambire kumfunda jawera mbene Yohane wanena.
Assurance. Forgiveness.
Kukhala nacho chitsimikizo chakuti machimo athu akhululukidwa.
You must include forgiveness.
Osa iwala kuyikapo zachikhulupiriro.
And I would encourage that
zachikhulupiriro.
Bring it up early on.
Ndipo zimene chimafunika kubwera kuyambira kuti tikoyambirira.
This is so important to forgive and be forgiven. So our teaching will be what? God teaches us, forgives us through Jesus. And wants us to take that same heart and forgive others. Okay, so two lessons. So we first talk about being forgiven. And we have a goal for that new believer to be a man or woman of graciousness, of compassion, of forgiving. And so maybe you anticipate that that person has a hard time forgiving one of their parents. You might find a Bible passage. Maybe 1 John 1:9.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us all. So forgiveness.
1 John 1:9.
And so when we're learning, we tell them, yes, this is the way you're forgiven. And so during prayer on that session, you might think, okay, can you name one or two things that you need to ask God to forgive you
for?
And if you can think of anything, you also write it down. And then you also think, are there something that you need to forgive others on? Okay? And so at the end, you close that way in prayer. You summarize. Remember what you learned? Learn how special God forgives you whatever sin. And we brought those things up. And as you go through your week, if you notice any area where you failed the Lord, make sure you quickly bring it to the Lord. Through Jesus you ask for forgiveness. But you might also run up in situations where it's hard for you to forgive. And so you take, oh, that's right, I didn't deserve to be forgiven, but he did. Turn around. Maybe he doesn't deserve to be forgiven, but I'm going to forgive. The next week or during the week, you contact him. How's it going? You see how it works? So these things are not difficult. I can mention a couple more. But what we want to do is encourage, I would encourage the pastor groups especially, or your church leaders. And then we'd be able to identify all these things that we think a new believer needs to know, some practice. Now, as we begin to identify them, maybe there's 15. That we add up everybody's points. But we don't have so many lessons. So what we want to do is make up 7-10 lessons, however many. So you can have one lesson focused on forgiveness and our relationship with God through You have another lesson focus on God, your Father, and trust. You can have prayer part of every lesson. You see what's happening? That stuff is quickly coming in front of our faces. I would suggest also a lesson that clarifies our salvation. Okay, there's two reasons. One, to make sure they are true believers. Number two, so they can share their how God saved them with others. Okay, so salvation. Oh, it might be John
1:12-13.
Let's turn to John 12:1, chapter 1:12-13.
Johannes 1:12-13.
Okay. Maybe we're also trying to see if they can learn from God's word here. Let me just read it in English. And then translate. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who are not born of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So what do we can ask them, maybe? Who is it that could become a child of God? What does the Bible say? Is it clear to you? What? Who? One who has believed in Jesus. Yeah, that's what it says. You slow down and allow them to see that it's written here. You know, weaning a baby off the breast takes a while. And you slowly introduce solace. And so you're going to slowly show them how to learn from God's word. Because when Satan comes to accuse them, you're going to remind them, turn back to John 1:12-13. Are you a child of God? Yes, I might have done wrong. But it doesn't say I have to be perfect. But I received Jesus. By the way, this word received means to host. If I would come to your home, or you would come to my home, I would invite you in. I would serve you some food. You see? That's what it means. And so we have invited Christ to be part, a significant part of our life. And we focus our lives around Him. If you have time, you can talk more about verse
13.
And just remind him, do you see that when you came to know God, God made a special work in your life and brought that life about? That spiritual life came into being. And you might share that story about a seed, right? And he just wants that seed to grow. And so what you're doing is trying to help the Christian understand. You're going to keep growing. And God's going to be using you after a while
in the life of us.
So these are things that we're developing and we're training people to do. See, in the end, you control the materials. And therefore, you control what's being taught. So a pastor, you want to teach and emphasize certain things. I've developed what I call 3xE. One of the things I do in there is I have, because I want to develop that respect and understanding of the church they feel at home, I introduce the different leaders and the structure of the church. And maybe I describe some of the meetings going on. Like, they pray for us. But it's a family, right? So you want to introduce them how it all works together. But that's just a simple thing, right? Maybe a pastor would think about that stuff. But it's good. It's important. Can you think of other things you might include? There's nothing else you want a new believer to do or think? Is there anything else you'd like any of the believers or new believers to think? Yes.
Deal with temptations.
Excellent. How do you deal with temptation? Okay, so let's think. How are we going to train them to deal with temptation?
Fasting,
praying, and believing.
Okay, fasting, praying, believing. Anything else? Any verses come to your mind? Yes, in the back?
Using the word of God.
Okay, let's go down. What part of the word of God? Yes.
Psalm 46, verse 1.
Okay. Psalm 46, verse 1, is that correct? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea. And this would address the need of fears, right? Like Satan comes around and says, oh, you're not going to be able to do it. I don't know if your families face opposition when they come to know the Lord.
But
verses like this are very important when your family begins to persecute you or your neighbors. Did you have another?
James.
James 1.
Jacobo 1, verse 2. Legacy 4.
Good.
Yeah.
James 1, verses 2 to 4.
Jacobo 1, verse 2, Legacy 4.
Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and that endurance have its perfect result, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
Mujese chimwe mechoka abale anga mmene mukugwa mmaisero amitundu mitundu. Pozindikira kuti chese chachikhulupiriro chanu chichita chipiriro. Koma chipiriro chikhale nayo ntchito yacho yangwiro kuti mukakhale angwiro ndopanda chilema osasowa kanthu konse.
We don't want to go too much into this, but if they're facing a lot of trials, we need to spend more time on this topic.
Sindifuna kutipire kwambiri patali ndi zimenezi koma ngati nkuteka pali zina zimene zimakhudza moyo wathu ngati mayesero obweretsa chizunzo mmoyo pafuna kuti mwina tikhazikike kuma nkuchezerana pena.
Another one that comes to my mind is John 10, 9 and 10.
China zimene chandibwera mmaganizo Yohane 10 ndi Mayaka 9 ndi 10.
You see, that talks about the thief and the good shepherd.
Pamenepa kukamba za mbala komanso mbusa wabwino.
But we must explain who Satan is. That right now there's evil fallen angels that try to trick us into disobedience. So you have a good angel that watches you, the evil one will come and try to put wrong thoughts in your mind. And again, you could turn to Matthew 4, where Jesus was tempted. Or you could turn to 1 John 2, where we learn about, you know, those things from the world, those things in your eyes, those things from the flesh that tempt you.
15 to 17.
Now you don't want to bring up too many verses at once. But later on, you might give them an assignment. Here, let me write these few verses down for you. And you might say, well, what are the areas that Satan, that you might be tempted in? And how does that apply to your life? Again, a simple lesson, focused. But you're getting them more and more into the Word. Remember, the New Testament is different than the Old Testament. It says in Hebrews 8 and 9, describing the New Covenant. The Old Testament, you know, some people knew things. There were a few priests. But now all the believers are to know these things.
And
the Spirit of God lives in each one. So we need to identify, make it easy what we're talking about in terms of temptation. Maybe something simple like, who is tempting you? How does he tempt you? And what to do when you're tempted? Right? Three simple things. Remember the baby's being weaned, alright? So a little bit, you
know.
Of course, if they know a lot more of God's Word, you can go quicker. Okay, so look at the things that we've talked about. Remember what they are? Okay, so let's think of content.
Then to order what it is in whose it is when it's because of Punzita.
The stuff that we talk about.
Zintu Zofuna Wabata or Kubia Kotoban.
I want you to tell me back. Erase them, so let's put them back on.
Then it is Bezen, so Muzindu Zota Kambajit in Digiti.
What are they?
Prayer.
Prayer, good.
Bempero.
Anything else? What else?
Encouraging them by way of testimonies.
This is going to be another section. Let me just put in. I'm going to have two sections here. One on content, and I'm going to have one on how we do it. All right? The process.
Ndika maguru awiri, mbali ina tuntu razimene tende ukunena, ndipo mbali ina machizidu hake.
I can also put prayer over here.
Pemheroli nikoza kubelanso kumachizidu.
I want to talk about it, but I also want to do it.
Ndikoza kulangula za pemhero kumanso tende kuti tichite pemherolo.
What are a couple more things?
Zina zimene tapunzira takambirana.
Worship.
Kupembedza.
Okay, what else?
China. Faith.
Keep going. Worship. Faith.
Atati. Children, young people, and fathers.
Okay.
Okay.
Right now we're focused on the children. What do they need to listen to be nourished?
Short prayers so that
okay, we'll just consider that part of the content.
Okay, didn't that happen here?
Okay. Okay, let's consider that the process, a plan we need.
Kupanga dongosoro kapena ndondomeko ya minute ichire kapena kuti kupanga maplani.
So what is part of that plan? Remember, within one week we meet with them. Within okay. 1 week we meet with them.
Mbali modzi ya plan kwezo kuti pa sabatali yose tikumanane kamodzi.
We plan on finishing this training within 3 months if possible.
Kapena kuna kuti ambuya akalola timaliza ntchito imeneyi mezi itatu.
Okay. And also the content, that's what we're doing here.
Komanso kuti kukhala ndi zinthu zimene tizika fotokoza.
What else?
Chine ndi chani? Assurance of forgiveness.
Absolutely.
Zona.
Next.
Chine. Showing him or her how to overcome temptation.
Okay. Let me just put temptation. Let's see, we said, who, what, and how, okay? Of course, you can expand it anyway.
Unena kuti maesero kwaza kungolemba kuti ndani akwaza kuesedwa, maesedwa motani nanga tinga gonjetse bwanji. Starting with milk and not a tough meat.
Okay, that's going to be the process here.
Let me just put milk. Then to meat.
To meat. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Giving examples of the weaknesses or the challenges that we faced and how we overcame.
Okay, good. There's two kinds of testimonies.
Zomo kwambiri ndepali mitundu iri ya umboni.
One where we overcame.
Menefe tidapambanira tidagonjetsera.
One we didn't do too good.
Omanzo zvene sitida chitefe mwelera.
Others?
Zina.
In the back?
Reminding them that when we became believers, we became children of God.
Okay.
Now, let's put that, let's just call that Father, okay? And it reminds us of the first John, and it reminds us of the trial privileges.
Then tingwe ka kuti azaze pakuti sikuti kumbutsa zidamane na Yohane ndipo apapo sikuti kumbutsa kuti amanayo amene ka kuti azisa malidwa ndazoti wapi.
Would you want new believers to give to the church?
Kodi inuyo mukhoza kufuna kuti makandawa azipereka topereka kuchachi?
But none of you say anything about that.
Baba ndabiyo kuisa topereka. It should be there. That thing should be there.
It should be there.
But you know, how are we going to teach a new believer?
To know what kind of
You know, this is going to be challenging because you don't want to overwhelm them. Especially if they have little. But actually, for any new believer, it's hard to start that process of giving.
Komanso ntheza mbili munthu amene wangotembenuka mtima kumene zimavuta kuti ayambe kupereka.
I'll get that down. Giving. Others?
Then on the end. Ena.
When they meet temptation, they should pray.
Okay.
We'll just consider that under here. Have it respond to prayer.
Okay. Kabe pa maeselo. Okay.
So let me just put attendance here, okay? Attendance and giving. Going to church, prayer meeting, giving. I don't want to make those the biggest things, though.
Ndipo kuti akhoza kumapereka, kumachita zina ndi zinazo. Komanso ndifuna kuti chimenechi tiyambe kuchitenga ngati chinthu chotizikhazikirapo kwambiri.
That's the outside. Those are things they do.
Izi ndi za kunja zimene kwathu zimene timaona ali kuchita.
And whether they do it immediately, well, let's not be so worried about it. The Spirit will begin to teach them and help them.
Ngati kwambiri akutsamwa-tsamwa nazo tisadandaula kwambiri pakuti mzimu wa Mulungu adzaunikira ndipo alimbikitsa kuti azichita zimenezi.
It's more important they learn the heart of why they should be doing that.
Koma tofunika kwambiri ndichakuti adziwe mtima ndi muzu wamene anira kuti azichitira ngati anthu okhulupirira.
How about the command, love one another?
Koma nanga bwanji malamulo a Mulungu monga mwachitsanzo kondanani ine ndi mzake.
Isn't that basic?
But this is how we know zofunikira.
They'll know we are Christians by our love. And so you might give them a homework assignment. After studying that passage, try to do one thing each day to go out of your way to help somebody. You see? Okay, you keep list. I'm going to keep track and see how it worked out. What problems you face? The list is really keep going on. But in the end, we're going to come to a list. And we're going to have maybe 7 lessons. And we're going to have to start bringing these things in there. Let me suggest we begin with an introduction. How did it go this week?
Introduction.
A prayer where you open.
Pempero.
We'll end with a prayer where both you pray. And you summarize. And then you assign homework. And so in here, we're going to bring those testimonies in. We're
going to
have scripture.
We're going to, there's two kind of testimonies.
Okay.
We're going to have them, those people share problems.
And okay. We're going
to teach from the scriptures.
And
of course, we'll talk to them, discuss.
Does
that make sense to you?
So
the only thing that's holding you back
is
to start applying some scriptures to each of these sections. Some testimonies. And then begin. What I suggest as pastor is that you come up with some individual lessons. Remember, don't impress people. You want to minister to the new believer. One made scripture passage, maybe two. And so we keep it simple. And I forgot in here that we later on we can also help begin to study
scripture.
Now,
are
there any questions or suggestions or comments, anything like here? We're going to be closing up here.
See,
once you come up with suggestions of different lessons,
as
you begin to see what other people have suggested, you can custom design one for your own. And they just go right, and you can have other people begin to use
it.
When you're training somebody, before you go, you tell them about this process. You tell them about this, the flow here, how to go through it.
Okay,
so you're training somebody. You say, hey, well, look at this, and this is why this is important.
And then I'm
going to go disciple Brother John over there. How about coming with me?
Would you
be interested?
And
you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And so he said, okay. And so I'll go over, you know, let me just share with you first what happens during this an hour and a half, 90
minutes.
I want you to observe when I'm doing them, and so you can pay attention to how I do it. And you also be able to pay attention to what I'm saying, what I'm discussing. Today we're going to talk about worship. Okay. Now maybe the second or third time he comes with me, I'm going to ask this brother to maybe open in prayer. I'm going to ask him maybe next time, could you share how God worked in your life? I remember once you shared with me how you were really struggling.
Then because
do you see how it works? When he comes, he begins to take two things, and then he can do it on his own. Questions, comments? I know this is a longer session. I appreciate your patience.
So that
How do we handle those people that have been taught? It seemed like they were getting whatever was being communicated to them, but then we leave them so that they can implement, they don't show any fruit.
Okay, that's a good question. Okay, say we start meeting with someone, I think maybe two or three times. And all of a sudden, it's like they get cold shoulder, they don't really want to talk anymore. Is that what you're talking about? Is that the kind of situation?
No, it's like you have faithfully communicated, and it's like they have understood, they were very receptive, they had the heart to learn, and they have learned so many things, but then they
for how long? Is this a new believer he's talking about?
Yeah, a new believer you have taught.
Okay, so we're talking within 3 months, right?
Yeah, after teaching.
Okay. New believers don't usually do that. Unless they lost that faith. There's some doubt in there. So maybe there's persecution. So you want to find out why. Usually when you develop a relationship, you can talk to them every week. Serious things don't usually happen so quick. If there's persecution, you're usually aware of that within the first 2 weeks.
I put salvation here, by the way. We want to review their own testimony to make sure they're saved. And hopefully we can take them out and go personalize evangelism with them.
So in
my mind, you know, you're getting to know a person, and usually you know the problems they'll face. That's the advantage of doing this. What you're talking more often happens when they just come to church and there's no discipling. Then they're not talking. Something happened and you have no personal relationship to enter there. The issue of timing and expectation. I want you to balance that thought, that sense of anticipation and expectation, with that desire to grow. You see, they want to grow. A genuine believer really wants to grow. So, when you say there's trouble, then we have to step back, and that's when we're talking, oh, how'd it go this week with your assignment? Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't think about that. My wife has just said all these things and has left home. You say? So you turn and shift and address this issue. This is an entrance, a doorway into their heart, into their life. So Satan will come in with different attacks and distract. The believer has some bad habits that will affect them. But generally, we can have a positive expectation. You just start training new believers, and you'll see how thirsty they are. But if I take someone that's been a believer for 3 years, and I try to do this with them, it's not so easy. They're already someone else's baby. You can, but it's slower. And I'll suggest more how to attack that
tomorrow.
For example, what if there's a place you evangelize, several people came to know the Lord, but you only can get there every month? I would encourage you to meet with them several times each time you go. Thank you for sharing. When you get together as pastors, and maybe Roderick can meet with you in the future, you know, you come up with these things. You can see your challenges. But, you know, God is also working there in the hearts of the people. And remember, pray for those people. Well, we're going to close now. And again, thank you so much for participating. It makes a very fruitful time. Now that we know there's new believers, we have to take that step and actually do it. Praise the Lord for the way our Father in Heaven cares for us. Let's pray.
Oh
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for teaching us how we need to care for new believers. We pray, God, that you would help these new believers that we work with. Help us to be faithful and trying to work with them. We heard from our brother affirming again, Lord, that Satan does come in with all sorts of distractions. But just like a little baby, if we neglect to feed it, it will cry and cry and cry until we feed. Help us to hear the cry of these new believers. Help us be faithful in implementing these things. And where are our faith needs to grow, Lord? Help us to grow in that faith. Thank you, Lord, for this time. We pray, Father, for wisdom and understanding in all these matters. That our churches might be disciple-making churches. That you not only use our churches, you use Malawi. That all the nations and all your people are making disciples. We pray all this in Christ's great name. Amen.
Amen.
Concludes
this session. Initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.